Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
My primary complaint today, and I've noticed this not just last night at dinner, but at multiple places now. I say dinner, it was actually lunch yesterday. These places where you walk in, you can order without going to the register. Have you guys seen these? Swipe your card, you can like place your order, yeah. And then you grab your number. Then they want you to rate your experience on that restaurant at that moment. That's not the greatest time for feedback. I need to taste the food, make sure my experience was great, but yet they want the 5-star rating because the card reader worked properly as I placed my own order. That's not the time for the 5-star rating that you need and that you want to promote. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
So I've had a fast food complaint before about ordering fries and not getting ketchup. Seems pretty standard to me that ketchup should be included. But I can somewhat understand why that's not the case, why you have to request it, because the materials and everything else, and they just don't want to start willy-nilly handing out all the ketchup they have.
They don't want to create jobs like your friend.
Correct. The New Deal. He's like the FDR of UT. But here's my complaint. If you order any food anywhere, you should get at least one napkin in your bag, and it's a go order. That should not be something I have to request. Twice in the past week, I have ordered a sandwich at a place for takeout. They put the sandwich in the bag without a napkin. And what's worse than that? Not being able to find napkins in the store because they keep it behind the register. So I then have to, after searching the store and no one helping me, ask, where are your napkins? And they have to hand it to me from behind the counter. I understand you don't want
to go to the restroom.
You don't want to add to trash problems and all this, and we want to be green, and I get it. Put at least one napkin in every to-go bag for every food order that you have. This should be mandatory training for every worker at said restaurant. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Now batting David Reed.
So I'm starting to get concerned with what is, in this day and age of clickbait, what passes as scientific research and factual information, because I have no less than 30 times over the course of the last 2 days been forwarded this study from Switzerland that found that men's beards contain more bacteria and germs than a dog's neck. This, of course, based on this wide-sweeping study that they did of ages 18 to 76-year-old men that encompassed a whopping 18 people in this study. So, yes, I believe that there are 18 people in Scandinavia who may have a filthy beard. Based on their scientific reasoning, I would like to declare that my beard, in fact, heals people, because Paul Koharski, after touching my beard, has not coughed in 6 months.
Wow.
And they complain.
Now that's a stretch. It's been like 2 months. It feels like 6 months.
Yeah, because
right, because
it felt like I was sick for 10 years.
Right. I was going to say that Paul's an expert in this, having given the belly rub to Finley and the beard rub to David Reed.
Which was more satisfying?
I raised $250 for blood cancer research with one of them. The other,
you paid an ACL to the other.
Yeah, the other I had to spend to repair an ACL on. So fiscally, they were not remotely similarly satisfying.
All rise and batting cleanup, Paul Koharski.
Listen, I do not know why people like this stuff. My primary complaint, NFL schedule leaks at NFL release. which tweeted earlier today, or last night, actually. Well, this was fun. This account isn't actually real. I was just bored and wanted to hype some people up for the schedule release tomorrow. I had zero followers on this account. Now I'm at 6,000. Crying laughing emoji. If y'all want, you can stay. I might turn this account into a football meme account. This site was quoted by Sporting News. This site was thrown in my face, like, why aren't you getting Titans schedule details like this guy? Well, mostly because I report real stuff and don't make stuff up. I want to take it a little bit further, if I may, because this guy reported, I think, on the Titans-Saints game. And because it was out and about, I tweeted what I know as a reporter. And so I tweeted yesterday, my understanding is teams don't learn their own schedules until tomorrow afternoon. So be wary of rumors. If they prove correct, some people have some very good sources. To which Alex T, at LEXTRU13, said, your hubris is incredible. Just admit that you might have been beat. Yes, I was beat by a guy making up stuff to get himself 6,000 Twitter followers. I await your apology.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
So bad that we now have to look around every corner for the troll and the lie. Even when it comes to an NFL schedule release.
I mean, how much fun is that to just make up stuff? And
we talked about the psychology behind being the one behind an anonymous account where no one knows it's you.
Yeah.
And you fool people.
Never mind that, though.
I don't get how that's so
rewarding. How dumb are you to just presume it's right? From an account you've never heard of that doesn't have a blue check mark. I mean, for Sporting News to pick up their stuff.
I don't know if that was the same account now that you read the account. I think it could have been a different account that Sporting News was using. Nonetheless, I'd be nervous about whatever account they're referencing on Sporting News. Not good.
Not good.
To the phones. Asian Carp Allen is first up today. Allen, who just had shoulder surgery. What's up?
This guy's a mess.
This could be a very Percocet call, so, please. The Masters does a wonderful job, and kudos to them. But when you close the crosswalks, and Asian Carp Allen checks in at 5.78365 height.
Ding.
And sultry 220. That's not easy on the knees. If they're going to have that, they need to have Masters labeled Gold Bond Station for the stage 5 man rash that I'm still recovering from due to the closed crosswalks. So,
Alan, I was trying to describe the man panty that you had for the leg panty on your left leg.
Look, and by the way, I'm coming by to get some David Reed beard hair because I am falling apart at the seams.
Will you smoke it or make a potion out of it? What will you do? Rub it on you?
Wait, listen, whatever. If you said it worked, I'm in.
How would you like it to be used?
It would cure all that ails you.
But yeah. Used in what fashion?
In whatever fashion you need. You need to sew that shoulder back on.
I've got a diffuser. Maybe some David Reed beard hair.
Yes.
Use it like a bath salt.
Smells like cedar and beef jerky when it wafts into the air.
Cedar and beef jerky. David Reed, what's your beard smell like? Meat.
All right, fellas.
Thank you, Alan. Feel better, man. Asian Carp Allen.
One of our favorites.
Yep. Those guys are awesome every year in Augusta.
It's a great crew.
Allen was supposed to be with Catfish Jake tomorrow night at the Amy Strunk event, but he's down for the count with the shoulder. He's in like this huge wrap.
Like Sweet Chuck.
And then like
a bar under the arm.
He's got like some contraption that's like plugged into something.
Plugged in.
Yeah, I'll show you a photo. It's weird.
Is it a pain pump?
I want him to bring that so we can all see.
Does he have a sleep apnea machine attached to him at all times?
Is it a pain pump?
I don't know.
David, what would a pain pump be? I mean, shooting him with
a
meth.
Catheter? But...
That's not shooting him with meth. Is that what you
meds,
said?
Meds.
Meds, okay. That's a totally different machine. You can get one of those on Dickerson Pipes. No, it's just a device that periodically on a schedule pumps pain medication into the area.
But is there a bar under his arm that holds his arm up like he's got it on a desk?
Yeah.
God, I'm just fascinated with that.
I'll show you the photo in a moment. His shoulder without it looks like a country ham.
Oh, gosh. Safe to say that like John McClane, Allen's also hit his deductible for the year.
He's got his country ham ready for Easter.